and just stand in the same spot for a real long time. Make sure the camera see me. The guy that picked off Brett Favre.
Would you get a sign?
I would ask, you know what? Actually, that's a good idea. I'm glad you brought that up. After the game, I'll probably go over to Brett and ask him to sign.
What do you think that you bring that makes this defense different this time as opposed to last time when they didn't have it?
I think just chemistry. Mm-hmm. Just chemistry. All the guys know me. I know all the guys. Everybody feels comfortable with me back there. Mm-hmm.
And coming back, you feel like you just kind of not missed a beat, I guess.
You know, I feel good. I'm coming along. You know, I won't say I didn't miss a beat, but I'm pretty good where I'm at.
You, with the two different type of weapons they have, Adrian Peterson and Brett Favre, is there one that you are concerned about more than the other?
You know what? I'm just going to go in there and do my job. When I have to play the run, I'm going to play the run. When I have to play the pass, I'm just going to play the pass.
So either way, it's just read and react.
Yeah, I mean, you know, none of them outweigh the other one. They're both important. So, you know, the best thing to do is just stick with the game plan.
How different are you going into this game personally than you were going into the Lions game?
Do you have those two games under your belt and you've got your back and you're swinging things up? I don't think I'm going to go in there any differently. I'm going to go in there with attitude. I want to win. So that's the bottom line.
Comfort-wise, or I know we talked about how the communication changes with you in there. Now that you've got this game,
Well, the comfort is going to come throughout the week as we go through the game plan and get comfortable with that. So it's not necessarily who we're playing, it's just what we're doing.